Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, October 6th. I'm reading from the New International Version, and we're picking up in Joshua chapter 24. Joshua 24 is the last chapter in the book of Joshua, but we're going to split it up into 3 days. I love this chapter because it reminds us of God's mighty hand throughout the history of the Israelites, and then Joshua gives a challenge to the people. Choose today whom you will serve. Joshua chapter 24, starting in verse 1. Then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River and worshipped other gods. But I took your father Abraham from the land beyond the Euphrates and led him through Canaan and gave him many descendants. I gave him Isaac, and to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau, and I assigned the hill country of Seir to Esau, but Jacob and his family went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I afflicted the Egyptians by what I did there, and I brought you out. When I brought your people out of Egypt, you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued them with chariots and horsemen as far as the Red Sea, but they cried to the Lord for help. And he put darkness between you and the Egyptians. He brought the sea over them and covered them. You saw with your own eyes what I did to the Egyptians. Then you lived in the wilderness for a long time. I brought you to the land of the Amorites who lived east of the Jordan. They fought against you, but I gave them into your hands. I destroyed them from before you, and you took possession of their land. When Balak, son of Zippor, the king of Moab, prepared to fight against Israel, he sent for Balaam, son of Beor, to put a curse on you. But I would not listen to Balaam, so he blessed you again and again, and I delivered you out of his hand. Then you crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho. The citizens of Jericho fought against you, as did also the Amorites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, Girgashites, Hivites, and Jebusites. But I gave them into your hands. I sent the hornet ahead of you, which drove them out before you, also the two Amorite kings. You did not do it with your own sword and bow. So I gave you a land on which you did not toil, and cities you did not build. And you live in them and eat from vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." From the Psalms today, we're reading Psalm 125, and this is a song of ascents. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Lord, do good to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with evildoers. Peace be on Israel. Turning over to Matthew, we're in Matthew chapter 17, starting in verse 14, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. This is about Jesus healing the demon-possessed boy, and even as I think about this story, I think about different children in my midst who need a touch from the Lord, and I want to ask the Lord to touch them today. And then in the end of this chapter, the discussion of the temple tax is just so interesting. And you'll see that there's a temple tax collector who says, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" And Peter says, "Yes, he does." And then Jesus provides through the mouth of a fish for this tax. And it just reminds me that our Lord is always in the work of working through our sticky situations. And he is there to help us, just like the psalm said, if we trust in him and we follow him. Jesus heals the demon-possessed boy. When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. "Lord, have mercy on my son," he said. "He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him." "You unbelieving and perverse generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "Because you have so little faith. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." When they came together in Galilee, he said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and on the third day he will be raised to life." And the disciples were filled with grief. After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma temple tax came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," he replied. When Peter came to the house, Jesus was first to speak. "What do you think, Simon?" he asked. "From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own children or from others?" "From others," Peter answered. "Then the children are exempt," Jesus said to him. "But so that we may not cause offense, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch. Open its mouth and you will find a 4-drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. As we end the podcast today, I want to lead us in prayer through Matthew 17. Will you pray with me? Lord, have mercy on us. We pray for those in our families and in our communities whose situation seems dire. We ask, Lord, your help and your healing and wholeness for them. Then we ask for ourselves, Lord, because we want to be a people who bring your kingdom on this earth, but we know at our core we are so weak, which should lead us to dependence upon you, yes, but our faith oftentimes wanes like that of the disciples. And so, Lord, we just bring that to you. We don't know what to do with it, but we ask that you would increase in us faith and help us. I pray, Lord, just reminded of your passion, your death on our behalf. You told us in this scripture that you would be delivered into the hands of evil men and on the third day raised to life. This is the reason why we gather this morning with the podcast, because you have defeated death, and in that act, so much more. You have given us the ability to have relationship with God the Father. Lord, we know in our hearts the law of good and evil. We know that we are to do things in a certain way, and we know how utterly short we fall of that task. I remember the song from Sunday. We stood beneath a debt we could never afford. And we just pray, Lord, thanking you that you afforded the debt, that you took care of the debt. And then finally, Lord, we just want to pray, rejoicing that you are the Son and we are heirs of the temple. We are people of God. It is your kingdom, Lord. It is your temple. You don't have to pay the tax in your own worship sanctuary, but you did it so that others would not be offended. And so today, help us, Lord, to be people who know we are yours, but seek reconciliation and seek not to be offensive to those around you. And we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.